And we welcome you back here from Fitton Field in Worcester, Massachusetts, where the Crusaders of Holy Cross trailing the Hawks of Monmouth by a score of 7-0. Only score coming late in the second quarter, Lamar Davenport with a 17-yard touchdown reception from Brandon Hill. Hill's numbers on the night, not great, but getting better as the game went on. 9 of 19 for 103 yards, has not thrown an interception, which so far tonight has been a key stat. Hawks will come on here as we get set for the start of quarter number three. Matt Harmon and Gary Kowal back on the Shore Sports Network. Ray Malaspina in the studios tonight pushing the buttons. Monmouth 30 minutes away from that very elusive first win of the season. Going back deep is number seven, Khalif Raymond. Lucas Santangelo set to put a charge into this one. High end-over-end kick. This one will be returnable from the five-yard line. Out and out of the 15, getting to the 20, and then taken down was number 14, Jake Wysorek. So Holy Cross with a rare return coming on the kickoff. It'll be first and 10 for the Crusaders from their own 22-yard line. We saw two quarterbacks in that first half. It looks as if to start right now it will be Stephen Elder's game. Ryan Lachlan began and then Elder took over. Elder was 5 of 10, Lachlan 2 of 4, and it will be Elder to get the call here to begin half number 2. Three wide receivers set, two to the right, one back to the left with Reggie Woods into the backfield. Woods will get the carry up the middle. Stacked up after a small gain, about 2.5 yards, just shy of the 25-yard line to make it second down and a long 7. Again, our halftime show tonight was presented by World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls, worldsubaru.com. On second down and long. Two backs in the backfield. Four into the pattern, now five for Elder. Wants to go downtown. That one almost intercepted and picked off by Andrew Sutton. Mike Fess, the intended target. Instead, a long incompletion to bring up now third down and long.
And Fess had a step on Clark Coe, but Andrew Sutton was able to get over and make a nice play. Actually, was able to undercut that ball and almost come up with it.
Elder will stay in. Elad Cavalu checks back into the game. Little scat back who sets himself to the right of Elder. Trips to the left, up top to the right is a single receiver. Here comes pressure from Monmouth. Elder wants to go again downtown. This one batted away at the last second. Matchup of sevens. The intended target, Khalif Raymond, taken down out of the air by fifth-year senior Clark Coe. And Monmouth with a good opening possession defensively to force Holy Cross into a three and out and a punt for the seventh time tonight. John McCumber will come on. When he steps into it, it'll be about the old 15-yard line. Mama should get good field position, all things considered. Phillips just inside his own 40, standing at the MU 38. Here comes pressure again from Monmouth. McCumber gets off a high, wobbly kick, sending Phillips back inside his 30. He will make the fair catch at the 29-yard line, where Monmouth gets it first down and 10. Tonight's game brought to you in part by the Asbury Park Press. For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press at 1-800-822-9770 or visit app.com/subscribe. And by Scala's Pizzeria, a proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks. For great pizza and more, give them a call at 732-222-8728 or visit them online at scalaspizzeria.com. First and 10 now for the Hawks, their first possession. It will be Julian Hayes to get the carry, and he will be upended at the 33-yard line. That tackle made by Matt Baya, the safety coming up to make the stops. 3-yard pickup, second down and 7. This second half, where Monmouth really excelled offensively, Gary, a week ago, their offensive line was tremendous in that second half.
Offensive line played well in the first half, too. The Hawks went for 100 yards rushing in the first half, and that offensive line has been steady pretty much all season long. We'll look for them to open up some holes here for Hayes and Asante in the second half.
Second down, we actually call it a long 6. Hayes will get the carry up the middle. Thought he had a cutback lane to go to his left. Instead, we'll push the pile forward for a gain of 5. Stacked up at the 38-yard line. We'll be a yard shy of the first down. This is where Monmouth has an opportunity. You know, missed one or two certainly in that first half to have the score be a little bit bigger in terms of the advantage on the board. But in this first drive here of the second half, if they could put 7 more on the board, they would have to, I think, be feeling pretty good about themselves because the defense playing very well tonight. Hayes on third and one, hit at the line of scrimmage and then dropped. No gain on the play. Sandoval, the first purple jersey, and a theme that started in the first quarter. Punts back and forth. Spillane will come on, and he will kick for the sixth time tonight. Well, Monmouth with three consecutive runs that time for Julian Hayes, unable to get the required 10 yards to move the chains. And with 12 and a half minutes to go in the third quarter, Spillane on to punt. Raymond standing at his own 25-yard line. Wobbly kick off the side of the foot for Spillane. Bouncing at the 30, will take a good Monmouth roll down inside the 20 and downed at the 19, where it'll be first and 10 for Holy Cross. So we've played not yet 3 minutes, and we have had now our third chains of possession already in the quarter. The Holy Cross offense coming back on.
We saw in the first half the teams flip field position multiple times before. With about 3 minutes left in the half, the Hawks finally put together a drive where they're able to come away with points, the Lamar Davenport touchdown. Seems like we have a little bit of the same trend here as Holy Cross will flip quarterbacks, it looks like.
Peter Poulias will come in. He's the third quarterback we've seen on the night. Going to hand it off to Reggie Wood, who will be dropped in the backfield. Darnell Leslie from the backside able to get Woods for a sizable four-yard loss to set up second down and 14. Poulias, by the way, a player who we weren't expecting to see, is a freshman, 6'2", 185 pounds, from Glenview, Illinois. Has seen time in one game this season, one of two, but boy, if you're going to your third quarterback, we don't see any injuries on the field right now. On second and 14, Poulias checks the defense over, looking off to his left, skies one over the top, put way too much air. The intended target was Tyler Artem. And it will bring up now a third and 14. Now that could be a couple of things, Gary. Coach Gilmore trying to send a message to the two guys in front. Or Holy Cross just, in a way, saying neither one of these guys getting the job done tonight, and we will continue down the depth chart until we find someone who can.
Yeah, I mean, no set decisions at quarterback for Holy Cross. They're really cycling everybody through.
Third and 14, spread formation, two receivers to either side. Monmouth going to bring pressure. Here comes a four-man front. Poyaz running, finds some room, throws to the sideline. This will be a caught football at the 38. There is a flag down. Pat O'Hara telling us what it is. He will say it is a hold, and the referee will agree. So that football going to come back. Was a nice throw and a catch made by Nate Stanley, but instead the first down negated, and Holy Cross will have a third down and longer.
I'm not sure if it was O'Hara or Darnell Leslie who was held on that play. One of them, I believe it was O'Hara, had the pressure off the edge there, and as the QB had to roll out, one of the offensive linemen kind of grabbed hold of O'Hara's jersey, and it looked like a pretty clear hold there.
Third down and 21, pinned back inside their own 10-yard line at the 8 is Holy Cross. Monmouth with a nickel package. Poulias hanging in the pocket, now moving off to his left, looking for a receiver to break, going to tuck it and run and get pushed out of bounds. Late flag coming out. Huge mistake made there by Monmouth at the 15-yard line. That's going to be a personal foul. No need for that whatsoever. I believe 67 was the call. Jack Eisenstadt, I don't even see 67 in the game, to be quite honest with you. I think it's either O'Hara 87 or Demersion 57. It's not Eisenstadt because he wasn't in. Both O'Hara and Demersion were there. What a costly mistake for Monmouth. They would have gotten the football back after holding on a third and long. Now Holy Cross with a second life. Inside of 11 minutes to go on a first down and 10 from their own 30-yard line. Slot receiver set off to the right side. Single coverage here back to the left. Here's the give to Woods, and he is rocked at the line of scrimmage. Gary Onakuzi coming up to make the tackle. As the play blown up with the line of scrimmage, no gain, make it second and 10.
Good read off the ball there by Onakuzi. He's been able to do that a couple of times this year, reading plays very well, the transfer from Temple.
Kind of left out the dance that we've become a fan of the last couple of weeks when he makes a big play. Second down and 10 now. as Poyaz will keep Woods in the backfield to his right. We'll send Raymond in motion from left to right. Option that side. Poyaz will keep it, will dive forward, just barely over the line of scrimmage for a gain of one. Make it third down and nine. The Boathouse Bar and Grill, featuring great food, entertainment, and the best wings in the area. Whether it's watching college or NFL football or having a private party, the Boathouse at 1309 Main Street in Belmar is your spot. Check them out on the web at boathousebarandgrill.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar. Third down, let's call it nine. Raymond again in motion. Play fake to him going across the formation. Poyaz in trouble again. Running for his life. Coming to the near sideline. The offensive left. He'll get dragged down. That will go as a sack. Demersion and Onakuzi combine on it. And on third down now in 10. Third down and 8 rather. Forced fourth down and 10. Holy Cross will have to punt it away again. Just a little bit more offense tonight for Monmouth. And this game would be, I think, on the verge of almost being over, because Holy Cross has been unable to move the football at all. Busy night continuing for John McCumber. Phillips standing at his own 30-yard line. Long cadence. McCumber with a low wobbly kick that bounces at the 35, downed at the 33. So Monmouth again with pretty good field position to start. 8:47 to go here in our third quarter. MU football. Hawks trying to gain on a 7-0 advantage.
I saw the Hawks kind of pick up the tempo at the end of that first half on their scoring drive. It was a 12-play, 84-yard drive. Took up almost 6 minutes off the clock. The Hawks were able to kind of find a rhythm a little bit. A couple different receivers had receptions on that drive. And they came out in the first drive of this half. They didn't look like they had that same rhythm. We'll see if they can regain it here. But the offensive line, as you touched on the last possession, was opening up some big holes. Couldn't do that on the last couple of runs of that previous possession here to start the second half. Got to pick that back up here, and you got to find some lanes for Asante and Hayes.
Hayes and Morrow will come in as a two-back set with Hill. Play action to Hayes. Hill has time. Lets it go. He's got Davenport open at the 48-yard line. Davenport spinning backwards to the 47. That's going to be enough for a first down. 14-yard pickup on a nice pitch and catch from Hill to Davenport. That combination working well tonight. They have the touchdown between the two of them. And it'll be another first and 10 for Monmouth. Hill quickly to the line. Davenport, receiver left. Sterling near sideline to the right. The give will be to Hayes. Off tackle, right side. Breaks one tackle, breaks another. Spins forward, good hard run. Sandoval will make the tackle, but about 9.5 yards over the line of scrimmage. Close to another Monmouth first down. MU here trying to get right to the line. Holy Cross having problems just shuffling players in and out, looking for fresh bodies. Fable tight end now to the right side of the formation. Sterling near sideline right. Davenport up top to the left. Pandorf into the game at the fullback spot. Monmouth has used a lot of fullback tonight with either Pandorf or Morrow. Hayes single setback. Again to the right side, Monmouth will go. This will be on a first down carry, a pickup of about 8 yards to the 35-yard line for Hayes. Give a lot of credit to the right side of that offensive line. Brandon Maxwell and Peter Ireland getting a lot of forward push. Scotty O'Donohue on that last tackle. That seems to be right now where Monmouth has found a bit of a niche off the right side of their offensive line. We mentioned a bit of an undersized defensive front for Holy Cross. And MU getting the better of it right now. Hayes again, the single back on second and two. He'll try the left side this time. Has some room immediately and then close down at the last second. But I think he's going to have enough for the first down. Tackle made by Sam Jones coming up from the free safety spot. That is enough to move the sticks down to the 32-yard line. That's a first down for Monmouth with 7:10 to go in the third quarter. Hawks getting themselves into scoring position, trying to add to a 7-0 lead.
Just as we talked about at the beginning of this drive, have that offensive line opening up some creases for Julian Hayes. We'll now see KB Asante come into the game. They've done that very well so far, and the Hawks have moved the ball all the way down into Holy Cross territory.
Asante with fresh legs. He'll get the carry, moving to his left, looking for a hole to squirt through, and he does. Also getting good yardage on first down. That's a gain of about 7.5, maybe 8 yards. It'll be second down and 2 We talked about early on in this one, Gary, the importance of first down for this Monmouth offense. If you can get 7-8 yards, the playbook becomes wide open on second and short.
8 yards on the play. Second down and two.
Richards will check into the game. He'll come slot receiver to the right side. Sterling as the wide guy to the right. Fable tight end left. Morrow and Asante, the two back set. Offset to the left side. Hill going to give to Asante. No, little play action. Hill running off to his right. Finds Richards, who holds onto the football at the 12-yard line. Takes a good, hard, old-fashioned stick from Ben Cafaro, the corner. But great job by Thaddeus Richards to hang onto the football.
And Richards, as he ran that route, had to know he was going to turn into a Holy Cross defender. Great job by Richards to hang in, hold onto the football, and that'll set up MU first and 10 from the Holy Cross 12.
Third catch of the night for Richards. Monmouth now on a first and 10, driving deep with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Hill checks back over to the sideline. Play clock winding down. It's at now 6. Don't get a delay of game. Hill able to see it. It's just off to his left in eyesight. The give will be to Hayes off the left side, breaking it wide, down inside the 10, inside the 5. Hayes, touchdown for Monmouth. That'll go as a 12-yard touchdown run for Julian Hayes, who will score for the second time this season via the ground. And Monmouth has opened up a 13-0 advantage with 5:28 to go in the third quarter. How about the blocking that time from the left side, Reese Johnson and Josh Patterson?
I was just going to say it. We talked about the offensive line. A huge hole for Julian Hayes off the left side there. He barely got touched as he found the end zone.
Spillane on for the extra point out of the hold of Charlie Vellis. This to make it a full 14-point spread. Low snap, good hold, kick is up. Spillane, no problems there. There is a flag that came out late, so let's hold on before we put that point up on the board. It is a hold against Monmouth. It'll be a 10-yard infraction, so Spillane will have to back it up 10 and kick it a little further, certainly well within his range. Ball will be spotted at the 20. And for Eric Spillane, this will be a 30-yard extra point rather than a 20-yard extra point. Vellis will hold. Fable, the long snapper. Good snap. Good hold this time. Spillane with plenty of leg, and that one is good. 14-0. Monmouth leads. 5:28 to go in the third quarter. We're going to step out for 30 seconds. Back with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network.
For the latest information on Monmouth University athletics, visit the online home of the Blue and White at GoMUHawks.com. GoMUHawks.com is your one-stop source for Monmouth news, statistics, schedules, videos, and more for all of MU's Division I teams. Check out the new virtual guide, which gives you information from the administration and head coaches for each program and their facilities, and also Hawk Stars, the new club for kids 8th grade and under. GoMUHawks.com, your official online home of the Blue and White. And speaking of other MU athletics, the first win in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference coming this afternoon, women's soccer with a win over Niagara.
Big win as the women's soccer team continues their hot start to the season. Monmouth here continuing their hot play in Worcester, Mass. On the campus of Holy Cross, MU opening up a 14-0 lead on the touchdown run from Julian Hayes. Lucas Santangelo on to kick this football off. Last time a returnable kick. Let's see if Santangelo can get back to his bit of normal routine, looking for the touchback. From the 35-yard line, booms this one high and deep. This one will go out of the back part of the end zone. Bounces about 8 yards back, and then will come out for the touchback. Tonight's game brought to you in part by University Subs, located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street in West Long Branch. A neighborhood favorite for years, U-Subs offers free delivery to the Monmouth dorms, and all MU students receive 10% off of their total order. Visit them online at myusubs.com. Matt Harmon, Gary Kowal tonight, filling in for an on-the-shelf Etianka Pinty. Peter Poulias is filling in as the third-string quarterback for Holy Cross. Third quarterback we've seen tonight, Ryan Lachlan, ineffective. Stephen Elder, I guess, ineffective, and Pouliot will get a second series. Pumps once, has a man down the field, looking for Raymond, and this one batted away at the last second by Tevron Brandon, who bit on the fake, but speed enough to get back into the play and break it up, make it second and 10.
It looks like Raymond is slow to get up around the MU 40-yard line across the field on the far side numbers. But good play from Tevron Brandon there. He did get caught up on the double move there, but he was able to use his speed to catch up. And we've seen him do that a few times this year. He is so quick at that cornerback spot that even if he does get beat, which doesn't happen often, he's able to catch the receiver, which he did there, and he's able to get his body in front and get a hand on that ball.
Fifth pass breakup of the season for Brandon. And Raymond, who will get helped off the field a little bit, will check out. Monmouth going here with Irizarry and Leslie at the ends. Corey Neal and Jack Eisenstadt in the middle part of the 4-3. Thompson, Minnick, and Winters, the three linebackers. Coe and Sutton up over the top. Brandon and number 49, Javon Moore, checking in at the corner spot. Second and 10 for Pouliot. We'll hand it off here up the middle. It will be Elad Kavoya. He'll take it to the 31-yard line. And that'll go as a gain of just about six. Monmouth has a player down right now. And I believe it's Andrew Sutton. A little slow to get up at the 45-yard line. Now, as we saw kind of last week with Lehigh, who plays in the Patriot League as well, kind of coast-to-coast recruiting that can get done by a school in the Patriot League, in the Ivy League, players from all over, a good number of Atlantic to East Coast players on the roster, but players from Michigan, in California, in Florida, Illinois, Georgia, just some of the states represented here for Holy Cross. So they get a good range of players, certainly with the reputation that they have as an academic school. Pouliot on a third down and four inside of 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Four wide receiver set, wants to throw, flares one to the outside, catch is made, hauled in by Nate Stanley. That'll be a first down for Holy Cross, a rare first down on a night their offensive struggled out to their own 41-yard line. Quickly back up to the line. Kavoya will stay in as the single back. Trips this time to the left side of the formation. Single man is Stanley up top to the right. Just caught that last ball. Quick flare pass to the outside. Fess will catch it. Able to come forward. Break the plane of the 45. Get to the 48-yard line. Gray and Coe combining on the tackle for MU. Second down just about four now for Monmouth. Fess will set himself in the middle part of a trip formation off to the right side of the set this time. Kavoya again the single back. Pouliot maybe feeling a bit more confident here. They'll give it to Kavoya up the middle, and he will have enough for the first down into Monmouth territory. Down to the Hawk 47-yard line. That's going to be a gain of five. Holy Cross, Gary, maybe looking as crisp as they have all night on offense in this series.
Yeah, a couple passes, a couple runs mixed in, and a little bit of confidence with the third-string quarterback in the game, but they've gotten into MU territory here.
Five-man front for Monmouth. Sikowski walked up on the weak side, trips off to the right. Poyaz wanting to throw over the middle, finds a man spotted up in an empty part in the Monmouth zone defense. That number 14, Jake Wysorek, who's seen some more play here tonight. Not among those players in the two deep, but has made an impact here this evening. Second down and a yard to go for Holy Cross. Not wasting any time. Option play this time off to the left. Pouliot was hit in the backfield. Didn't have a chance to pitch it. Hit in the backfield again and dropped for what will be a one-yard loss back to the 39-yard line of MU. Make it now third down and a long two coming up with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Let's see, the 39-yard line. Holy Cross looking to the sideline, waiting for some substitutions come in. John Smith, senior wide receiver, out. Tyler Artem has checked back in. Artem will go in a wingback position to the left. Tight end is Lucas Nicolason. He's in a three-point stance to the left side. Slot receiver combo off to the right. Tom Gilmore sees something he doesn't like with the play clock winding down. We'll use a timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:32 to go, quarter number three. It is Monmouth 14, Holy Cross nothing. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network. Back here for a big third down and long two from Fitton Field in Massachusetts. Holy Cross trailing Monmouth 14 to nothing. Motion man is Fest. Play action. Pouliaz running right. He's going to have the first down. Getting out of bounds, out of the reach of Demersion, inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. That's going to be enough to move the chains here for the Crusaders and keep the offense on the field.
He got everybody to bite on that fake and go get going one way, and he took off the other way.
Say what you want. Maybe a freshman taking advantage of his opportunity. Pouliaz has looked pretty good here in this sequence. First down and 10 now for Holy Cross at the Monmouth 33-yard line. Four into the pattern. Fade pattern to the right side. This one is intercepted. Picked off by Tevron Brandon inside the five. They will spot it at the three for Brandon, his second interception of the season. And Monmouth will take the football back over. First and 10 from their own 3-yard line.
Again, we talk about the speed of Tevron Brandon. He's able to catch up to the receiver there. This time he doesn't just get a hand on the ball. He gets his whole body in front of the receiver and comes away with a huge interception. With 1:59 to go in the third, the Hawks will take over.
Gotta like that, certainly, for MU. Their third interception on the season, two for Brandon and one for Joe Johnson. Second turnover of the night for Holy Cross. First down and 10 now for MU. Late man coming on was Pandorf. Hawks will go with a power set. Two backs and a wing tight end formation off the left side. Asante gets the carry. Off formation left. Out to the three. Pickup of two. To the 5-yard line, the ball will be spotted. Now second down and 8. Monmouth taking their time here and no rush to get back to the line. Third quarter winding down with a 1:35 to go. And MU nursing a 14-0 advantage. Same package. Pandorf off, wing left, tight end that's out as well. Morrow and Asante as the two-back set. KB trying to run through some tackles, almost broke it for a long gain. Instead, stacked up at the 8, check it, at the 12-yard line. He'll be a yard shy of the first down. You know, Asante and Hayes, really a dangerous two-back combination, similar in the way they run, but they both kind of do things a little different. KB maybe a little shiftier, and in plays like that has just enough power to run through tackles. They'll change the formation, set the power to the right side. Asante looking for the first down. He'll have that as he spins out of a tackle and gets out over the 15-yard line, out to the 18. Chains will move, and Monmouth now with 43 seconds to go. This offensive line for the Hawks, Gary, has taken the football game over.
They really have, and the running backs seem to have confidence now running behind that offensive line. You talked about it on the touchdown, the left side of that line, and a big block on the touchdown from Reese Johnston and Josh Patterson over on the left side, but this time it's been KB Asante pounding the right side. Peter Ireland and Brandon Maxwell off on that right side of the line have opened up a couple of creases for Asante to get out of the shadow of his own end zone.
Asante running this time off the left side. Again, runs through the first tackle at the line of scrimmage, getting it to the 22-yard line. Gain of 18. That's going to take us to the end of the third quarter. Monmouth 15 minutes away from picking up their first win of the season. We're going to step out and take a timeout. We will return for the start of the fourth quarter after a 60-second spot. You're listening to Monmouth University Football on the Shore Sports Network.